Wake the kids, phone the neighbors, bring in the pets. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaners, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight we're talking a little all-star high school football with Caleb Hill, and we'll have open lines coming up on the Brenham Sports Line. Welcome to the Brenham Sports Line, as once again, props going out to Heidi Manush and his all-star band, and as always, in studio on the Brenham Sports Line, Mookie the Rabbit Badger, our Sports Line mascot, and all excited because, well, all is right with the world because we got to see one more high school football game in the middle of summer, and it was awesome, little all-star football action. We'll talk about that with Caleb Hill coming up here in just a minute. First of all, do want to give you a little programming update. Just moments ago, we learned that the Little League All-Star Tournament in Belleville has been rained out tonight. Nine-year-old baseball. We were going to bring you the Washington County game tonight here on KWHI, but Doug Brown doesn't have to make the trip because they've been rained out. We'll have Astros baseball coming up here at 6:45 here on KWHI. And so we'll have Astros baseball as Little League All-Stars taking the night off in Belleville tonight due to the rain that's coming through the area. Of course, usually does rain a little bit harder south of us. And so they have called it off in Belleville tonight, so no baseball in Belleville tonight, no Little League All-Stars. But we did have Saturday night some high school football All-Stars taking the field in Baytown, and including two of our own, running back Ernest Patterson and quarterback Caleb Hill, who took the field for the West All-Stars in the Bayou Bowl. And Caleb is in studio with us this evening. And Caleb, first of all, thanks for joining us tonight. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Well, great to have you here. And also, congratulations on your selection as a Bayou Bowl All-Star. That had to feel pretty good when you got the word.
Yes, sir. When Coach Mauser asked me and Ernest if we would want to do that, we jumped all over it, you know, play one more high school football game. We were both really excited.
Yeah, how special was that to get to know you get to play one more high school game after your thought your career had come, high school career had come to an end and we're getting ready for college?
It was a lot of fun, you know, getting to know I get to put on the pads one more time, one more high school game to just leave it out on the field and maybe end it on a victory, not on a loss.
And indeed you did, and we'll talk about the game here in just a moment. But also gave you an opportunity to kind of play against the level of talent you're bound to see with the Blinn Buccaneers beginning in August.
Yes, sir. Blinn has a lot of talent, and we're going to be playing a lot of talent in that All-Star game. I think I saw some of the talent that I'm going to play against, and I saw some of the talent just here in Brenham playing district and playoff opponents too, so I think me and Ernest will both be ready and prepared to play that talent that we're going to face in at Blinn.
Now, what was it like to go out there and play, number one, after you had been off for about 6 months and only three days of practice under your belt?
Yeah, coming out after 6 months of not playing football and having to go play, it was... We definitely had to pick up on things really fast. There was no time to kind of ease into things. You had to know what you were doing, and just it was a lot of fun though, being able to go quick with it and just quick practices, then you get a game. That was a lot of fun.
And you mentioned, yeah, you said a lot of fun. It looked like everybody was having a really good time out there Saturday night.
Yes, sir. Getting to know the guys and then playing with them. You know, a lot of the guys we played against, Lamar, Tom Ball, Waller, we had played against those guys, and now they're on our team playing with us, and getting to know those guys a little better was a lot of fun.
And also getting to play another game with another high school game with Ernest, and it looked like you guys were clicking, especially on that first touchdown for the West squad.
Yes, sir. It was so much fun playing with Ernest. Me and Ernest have always been good friends, and I love playing football with him. He's a heck of a player, and I told him I was going to get him the ball and that he was going to get a touchdown for us one way or another, and it just so happened that it was our first touchdown, and it was a lot of fun playing with him again.
And as we were talking about before we went on the air, he almost had two on the night because he just missed on that opening kickoff of breaking that thing.
Oh, my goodness. When I saw who they kicked it to, I knew they made a mistake. And when I saw him hit the hole, I thought he was gone, and then just a shoelace tackle. But he had a lot of other great plays in that game too.
And on the touchdown, boy, that was a nice spin move to get free, and then it was just a cakewalk into the end zone after he spun by the tackler. I don't think they realized one-on-one is not the way to stop Ernest Patterson.
No. I knew it was a designed read option, and I could throw it if I wanted to. And when I pulled the ball, I thought about running, but when I saw Ernest one-on-one, I knew what he was capable of doing. So give him the football and watch what he can do, and spin move and touchdown. That's what happens.
And also, it looked like offensively, you had some nice weapons to throw to. You had some pretty talented receivers on that team.
Yes, sir. We had a lot of talent on that team. Mm-hmm. One of the players that we had was from Yates. And so, of course, we had played them in the playoffs, and I knew how good of an athlete he was. And he was just one of my many good receivers that I had on my team.
Mm-hmm. And what was it? What was it like just being part of the All-Star experience? You know, and being around that and having all that to do about the ball game, surrounding it, and all the big build-up for it.
It was a blessing, you know, being able to be chosen to play in an All-Star game, not only in Texas, but in Houston. You know, a lot of great talent, great football players come out of Houston, Texas, and to be able to play in the All-Star game for Houston was a big deal for both me and Ernest.
And as for the game itself, talk about the plan going in, because a lot of times when you get into All-Star games and you've only had a handful of practices, the play selection is kind of pretty vanilla, mm-hmm. isn't it? Not as technical as it would be, obviously, if you're playing with the Cubs in the playoffs, obviously.
Yes, sir. It was a lot. It was very simplified offense, not very technical at all. Game plan going into it was really just protect the football, no turnovers, and they knew that the plays that they had given us and that the athletes that we had, that we would put points on the board eventually.
Mm-hmm. And how about when you found out that you were the most valuable player of the game? What was it like when it sunk in you heard word that, hey, I'm getting a little extra hardware to take home with me?
Yeah, it was about a couple minutes left in the fourth quarter, and somebody had told me, hey, when you shake hands, meet me in the middle of the field. And I had no clue what he was talking about. I just said, yes, sir. And me, I don't think about how good I'm doing. I'm just having fun. We're winning, so at the end of the day, I don't care what my stats are as long as we're winning. And I really didn't expect to get it. I didn't think I was going to get it. But when I found out that I was going to be the offensive MVP, I was just really, really happy and really thankful that they would choose me.
And, of course, we were talking a few minutes ago about the weapons you had and all that. But the thing is, as good as those receivers are, during the regular season, pretty good one in Jaquay out there dressing up in the Brenham green for you throughout the regular season.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of good weapons in the All-Star game, but Jaquay Cross was one of – he could have easily hung with those guys and probably would have been our best receiver. If we, him and Ernest would have been our two best receivers if he would have been there with us. And, Jaquay during the season, I mean, you can see his stats and what he did for me. He was just a great, I could always rely on him. If I was in trouble, if I needed to get somebody, he would get open for me.
And getting back to the word when you use the word fun, it seemed like the West sideline, you guys were just having a ball on the even when you weren't in the game, when you were on the sidelines and stuff. It seems like you guys just had a lot of fun being part of the whole All-Star experience and everything.
Yes, sir. And I think most of that was how well we bonded. You know, the first day it was real quiet, no one was talking to each other, but after all the activities that we had done and all the practices, we bonded really well, and I made a lot of new friends there, and so we knew each other. We were going to have fun just because we knew each other, so we could play
mm-hmm.
together.
Mm-hmm. And of course, being part of that All-Star game and part of that experience, did you ever think about 3 years ago when you were still in Little River that something like that was going to be possible on that kind of a stage?
No, sir. When I was in Little River, I really thought I'd be going somewhere for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Football wasn't in the picture. You know, I played it, but it wasn't something that I thought I would actually go somewhere for. And after moving to Brenham and being coached up, and I wouldn't have guessed that I'd be where I am now 3 years ago.
All right, have you had a chance to watch the broadcast of the game? It was broadcast on Channel 13. Have you had a chance to watch that?
Yes, sir. We recorded it weeks before. We had spent the night after the game, and Sunday, right when we got home, my dad was the first person to turn on the TV and watch it. He wanted to see it, and we watched the whole game.
All right, now you got a critique. How did your grandfather do on his interview? What did you think?
He did good. He did really good. Everybody leading up to the game, we were all asking each other, "Hey, is your family coming? Is your family coming?" And when I told him that my grandpa would be there and he would have his face painted and look crazy, they didn't believe me. But then when they got to the game, they thought it was really cool that he would do that for me.
Yeah, I almost fell off the couch when they cut to the shot. And I started laughing. I said, "Oh my God!" I couldn't believe it because it's what we've been seeing, you know, every Friday night for the last couple of years.
Yeah, he did it for my dad when he was in high school, and he told me that he would do it for me when I played. And so, I really didn't expect him to do it for the Bayou Bowl. But after he asked me if I would care, and he asked Ernest if he would care, and we both said no, do it. And
all right.
Apparently everybody else liked it too, just like they do in Brenham.
All right. Has he stocked up on the blue body paint now?
Oh yes, sir. He's already got
his blue ready.
For Viking horns and the Buccaneers and blue uh-huh. and white. He's got a whole. He's already working on it.
All right. And we're going to talk about Blinn here in a minute. We're going to talk about your future and getting ready because it's only a little over a month away that you're going to be getting out there in the heat and getting ready for another season. And we'll talk about the Blinn Bucks coming up here in just a minute. This is the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude. And when we come back, more with Caleb Hill here on the Brenham Sports Line.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born-on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer. The annual Juneteenth African American Heritage Celebration will be held on Saturday, June 20th. Tune in to KWHI 1280 AM as we broadcast the parade again this year on Saturday morning beginning at 10:30. This broadcast is sponsored by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, Brenham National Bank, Allen Day Funeral Home, and Blue Mountain Electric Cooperative. Join Friendly Country KWHI 1280 on Saturday, June 20th for the Juneteenth Parade, coming to you live from downtown Brenham.
And we're back here on the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And again, I want to remind everybody, no Washington County Little League All-Stars tonight. The tournament down in Belleville has been rained out. So we will have Astros baseball coming up here in a little bit first pitch at 7:10, Astros baseball here on KWHI. And joining us in studio is Brenham Cub quarterback, former Brenham Cub quarterback Caleb Hill, now future Blinn Buccaneer quarterback, and who played in the Bayou Bowl this past Saturday night and had a lot of fun, had a great time. And now the attention, that was definitely your last high school game, Caleb, and now the attention turns towards taking your game to the next level. How are you? How excited are you about that?
I'm really excited. Getting to keep on playing football and getting better, I'm looking forward to that.
Now, you're joining a Blinn Buccaneer program who last year, albeit under a different offensive coordinator, averaged 560 yards passing a ball game. But the new offensive coordinator was part of that staff, and says that they are going to try to keep the same philosophy, a lot of the same things in play. So you're going to be joining an offensive juggernaut. I mean, how excited are you to join a team that is going to be basically throwing the ball probably four out of every five or six plays?
I'm looking forward to it. Every quarterback would, being able to throw it pretty much every down. And they're good. You know, Blinn has a good reputation. They're going to get kids to D1 school, and that's I went looking at junior colleges. Blinn threw the ball, and they were very recognizable. So that's where I went.
And what are some of the things that you feel are going to be most important as far as now taking it to another level?
Work ethic, just. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a good work ethic, but just maintaining that good work ethic, not letting my studies slip or working out or watching film, you know, everything. It's called the next level for a reason. I've got to take my work ethic to another level since I'm going to college to play football.
And one of the things that I think that people still to this day don't get, that still some people don't get, is that at Blinn and at the, especially the Texas junior college level, these are Division I athletes. It's not like going to a Division II school or even, you know, a Division II, a Division III school, something like that. You are going to be out there with guys that are going to, in some cases, an A&M or a University of Texas, guys that are going to be going to Division I programs in the next year or two. So you're going to be playing big-time college football talent.
Yes, sir, and that was one of the things Coach Erline talked to me about was, you know, I don't think it's nothing that you did not to go D1 straight out of high school. They just may want to watch you play against D1 talent. So go to a junior college, show them what we know you can do, and then you can go to the next level. So.
What do you think is going to be the key as far as learning how to adjust to the speed of the game? Because now you're going to see guys coming off the corners, rushing off of the corners at you, that are going to be faster than some of the defensive backs that you played against in high school.
Yes, sir. Main thing is probably just repetition. There's probably going to be some plays where I don't see it and get hit, and just repetition at practice, repetition in games. I think that will help. That will help me the most, is just getting reps out there.
How important is it that, well, number one, you're going to get to stay at home for at least one more season, if not two, and you're going to get to play with a nice little handful of your teammates from the last couple of years.
Yes, being able to be home is a blessing. You know, if I for some reason my truck breaks down or I need help with something, they live 2 minutes away. You know, it's not like I'm far off to where they can't help me. And being able to play with guys that I've played with, that's just fun. Getting to play more football with the people that I love to play it with.
And of course, you know, playing in a program like Blinn. This is a team that has won four national championships year in and year out. They make a run at a conference championship. So a lot is expected. In addition to it being a program where there are a lot of rewards, there are also a lot of expectations as well.
Yes, sir, and I like that. I don't want to go somewhere where the expectations are low. I want the expectations set high. And Blinn definitely has the expectations set very high. Like you said, they're always competing for the championship. And next year's team, from what I hear, has a very good shot at bringing the title home.
And how have the visits with the coaches been so far, as far as getting to know the coaches at Blinn?
Good. I met with Coach Thomas, met with a lot of the coaches, and they all expect me, Ernest, and Jaquay to all come in and compete for that starting job. You know, they really feel like we have what it takes to play, and they want us to go out there and play hard and compete.
And you're going to be going from one championship coach in Coach West, who played on a state championship team in high school, to Coach Thomas, who played on a back-to-back NCAA national champions at Oklahoma. So what's it like being part of that winning pedigree, knowing that, boy, your coaches know what it's like to win championships?
It's good, because since they know how to win championships, in turn, their players will know how to win championships. Being able to play with Coach West, I really understood what it took to win after playing for him. And Coach Thomas, I know that I will get the same from playing with him.
Mm-hmm. And one thing before we go, just got another minute here before we kind of get out of here, but give you a chance to give a shout out and also talk about how important family is, because one of the things that I think everybody notices after the ball games is that the minute the games are over, whether it's football, basketball, or baseball, your family's there. You know, you give your dad a big hug, your mom a big hug, your siblings are there, and it's just a really close family. How important is family to you, and especially as far as your growth as an athlete and as a student?
It's very important to me. You know, no matter what I do, whether I'm good at sports or not, they're going to be there for me, and they always have been, and they always will. You know, my parents have sacrificed a lot to get me where I am, and my little brother and sister, they've been there the whole way, you know, supporting me. My little brother paints up at the football games now, being 9 years old, and family is a big deal to me, and I'm glad that I have such a good family that supports me in every sport.
And, because I'll never forget. Might have been the first time I met your dad. I went to shake his hand, and he grabbed me and says, "Nah, we hugging this family."
Yeah,
that was awesome. That was awesome.
That's who we are. Well, you know, Brenham has been a blessing, and mm-hmm. I'm glad I moved here, that my family moved here, and everyone has treated us like family.
All right. When you look at the, as you said, when you moved here, you were a baseball player that played a little football. Now you look, and in the record books, as far as yardage and touchdowns and completions and all that. There's only two quarterbacks in the history of Brenham Cup football that are ahead of you in any of those statistical categories. How does that feel when you look at that and say, my gosh, I mean, the impact that you had over the last 2 years?
You know, I know that it can't be anybody else but God that helped me do that. You know, there's no reason why I should have been able to do that. You know, I moved from a small school, and I had to work really hard to get where I was, and I know that he helped me do that. I know that he did. And when I look at the record books and see that, I just thank him.
And what do you think when you hear people and athletes and coaches say that we're in an age of specialization? You can't make it unless you just stick to football, or you just stick to baseball, you just stick to basketball. What do you think when you hear him say that, when you consider the success that you had at football, basketball, and baseball, being a three-sport athlete in an era where they don't do that much anymore?
Yeah, when, you know, do they have a point where it does, you get to focus on one sport, and sometimes do I wish I would have been able to just focus on football or just focus on basketball or baseball? And I look at, wow, I could have been really good coming out of high school, but I also look at it as I got to play three sports. I had a lot of friends, a lot of memories. You know, I'll never forget the shot that Chase made in the second round and triple overtime at Bryan, and I'll never forget dogpiling to go to the regional championship. And I'll never forget going to state for football, and getting to be able to play three sports was a lot of fun. And coming out of high school, am I maybe the best that I can be at football right now? No. But you can ask Coach West or Coach Erline, and they'll all say that I have a very high ceiling, and that I have a tons of room for improvement, and I believe that what they're telling me is true.
All right. Well, Caleb, thanks for being here tonight. We appreciate it. And congratulations on, number one, a great couple of years at Brenham High School, and a great night Saturday night. That was fun to watch. And we can't wait to see you in Buccaneer Blue.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it.
All right. Caleb, thanks for joining us tonight. Appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Caleb Hill here on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. And we come back, open lines. And again, want to remind everybody one more time, no Little League All-Stars tonight. Game has been rained out. We'll have Astros baseball coming up here on KWHI. The news is coming up here on KWHI. AM 1280 in Brenham.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition, because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Hey kids, summer's here and there's no place for good times like Horseshoe Junction in Brenham. Horseshoe Junction once again offers their summer pass for a full summer of fun. Only $89 to get unlimited attractions every day all summer long, including their latest and greatest Bowladium. Plus unlimited go-karts, bumper boats, miniature golf, a rock wall, jumpers, and laser tag. Get your personalized summer pass card today and start the nonstop fun this summer. And don't forget about the great specials at Horseshoe Junction. On Mondays, buy one, get one free attractions. Tuesday, buy an extreme wristband and get a free movie pass. Wednesday, buy an extreme wristband and your friend gets the same for a penny. Thursday, get the family four-pack deal for only $79. All summer long, get the sibling summer night special after 6 p.m. $10 off extreme wristbands. Horseshoe Junction open Monday through Thursday, 10 till 10, Friday till 11, Saturday from 10 till 11, and Sunday noon till 9. The summer fun never ends at Horseshoe Junction Bug Bar.
Horseshoe Junction, it's a cake. I'm Mary Jeanette with KWHI Local News Headlines. A discussion on increasing prices for lunches on all grade levels will be discussed when the Burton ISD Board of Trustees meets this evening at 6:30. Also on the agenda will be the superintendent's report on community and student engagement, as well as an update on the Old Rock High School building renovations. The board will also consider an agreement designating Washington County Extension agents as adjunct staff members. Financial reports, including tax collection, revenue and expenditures, and quarterly investments reports will also be heard. The Burton School Board will meet at 701 North Railroad Street in Burton. And the deadline for filing an appeal to the Washington County Appraisal District Appraisal Review Board is this evening at 5 p.m. and could have a record number of appeals to property values set by the district. Appeals may be filed at 1301 Niebuhr Street. Chief Appraiser Willie Dilwer said there has been a large number of inquiries to his office, but not as many as had been expected. 10% is the limit set by the state of Texas that taxing entities may increase homesteads. Washington County is due a reevaluation this year, as appraisal districts are required to do countywide reevaluations every 3 years. Undeveloped land and lower-end houses have seen the largest increases based on market prices being paid for those. Your friendly country forecast for today is a mixture of clouds and sun with a high of 90 and a 60% chance of rain this afternoon. Tonight we'll have thunderstorms with a low of 74 and an 80% chance of rain. Tuesday we'll have some heavy morning thunderstorms with a high of around 82. And Tuesday night we'll have some evening thunderstorms with a low of 74. This is Mary Jeanette for KWHI, where the news comes first.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
And we're on the Burnham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude. Doc and the Boss here on a Monday night. And we've got open phones, 836-9937, 836-9937. We've got open phones here on the Burnham Sports Line. So give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. And, again, want to remind everybody, no Little League All-Stars tonight. Washington County rained out in Belleville. It was going to be the first game for Washington County American. Now, they were scheduled to play last night, but that got moved around because of the rain on Saturday. Then that got moved to tonight. Now, tonight they're rained out, so Washington County American will play their first game of the tournament tomorrow night. And we'll let you know what that schedule time is tomorrow morning when we bring you the sports, because we were not told what the schedule is going to look like for tomorrow. But Doug Brown will be there to bring you all the action here on KWHI. Doug gets a night off tonight after a couple of marathons last night and Saturday because of the rain, because of the delays. Saturday was just insane. Didn't get that game started until hours after the scheduled start time, and last night rain delayed during the ball game, but got it in and get a night off tonight, and we'll have Little League All-Stars for you tomorrow night right here on KWHI. But again, weather permitting, because we are under a storm watch. That storm hitting the Gulf Coast supposedly tomorrow that storm is supposed to hit around the Galveston area, and we could get quite a bit of rain because of it. 836-9937, 836-9937. Give us a call here on the Brenham Sports Line. Open phones. Want to thank Caleb Hill for coming in the first half of the program. Outstanding young man, classy young individual, and going to have a lot of fun watching him strap it on for the Blinn Buccaneers for the next at least year, if not 2 years. And it has been so much fun to watch he and Ernest Patterson play for the Brenham Cubs the last 2 years, and both were part of that All-Star game this past Saturday night at in Baytown at Stallworth Stadium as they played in the Bayou Bowl. And I had a blast, and it just looked like a lot of fun, looked like a good time. And congratulations to both young men for first for being selected to the game, and then getting the West on the board, scoring the first touchdown on a nice little 16-yard touchdown pass where Caleb read the defense, saw the one-on-one coverage, got the ball to Ernest. Ernest then made a beautiful spin move at the line of scrimmage on the tackler, was able to elude the tackle, and then just sprint on into the end zone. And it was a fun night of high school football. Enjoyed it. And, of course, a lot of fun. And Caleb was named the most valuable player of the game. So congratulations to him, and thanks to him for joining us here tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. A lot of stuff going on in the big wide world of sports. Astros had hit a losing skid, had lost seven in a row until they unleashed on Seattle. Now, they did lose Saturday's game, but, boy, Friday and Sunday, pounding out the runs, pounding out the hits, putting the runs on the board. And so the Astros, as we get closer and closer to the All-Star break, maintaining first place in the American League West. And the Astros could well be in first place at the All-Star break. If you want to talk about the Astros, give us a call, 836-9937. 836-9937. We will talk about the Astros. College Baseball World Series is underway in Omaha. TCU Horned Frogs getting the job done yesterday. Scored early, scored often, and ran away from LSU. Of course, LSU, rough outing for their starting pitcher, but they got some throwers on that team, so would not be surprised if TCU faces LSU again here in just a couple of days. But the College World Series underway in Omaha. Let's go to the phones, and good evening. You are on the Brenham Sports Line.
What'd you say, Sports Dog? Bayou Bengals here.
Hey, speaking of the Bayou Bengals, how you doing, friend?
I tell you, I call when we win, I call when we lose.
You cannot
give a good team like TCU extra outs and extra bases. And, boy, did we do that.
I tell you what, boy, defense had a rough one for the Tigers yesterday.
Yeah, it's so uncharacteristic. But what I was noticing, and, you know, I've watched the Women World Series in softball, and it just seemed like it was energy, and they were playing like it was the last game of the season. And I watched those kids yesterday, and it looked like it was a June Sunday for major league teams where they got 162 other games to deal with. You know, I was not impressed with the energy level coming out of there.
They did at times look like they were going through the motions.
Yeah, it was brutal, to be honest with you. They had to break out the paddles around the house here, and they thought I was going to have a heart attack at some point there. Just bonehead plays. But no, hats off TCU. That pitcher threw a great game. He had us stymied for most of it. So, but I, like you say, we got a real good arm coming tomorrow. We got Cal State Fullerton on a down year, I'm hoping. And yeah, maybe we'll see TCU again, see how we can turn this thing around.
Fullerton's reeling just a little bit today because they had the lead.
Yeah.
And then, boy, things just fell apart late.
Yeah, Vanderbilt's a good team. They won it last year, and then you've got we've seen them. SEC is well represented in this College World Series and in the women's softball. I tell you, it's just a great conference. Glad the Aggies are in it. But no, I tell you, that Caleb Hill, what a class act, what a nice kid, and I wish him all the best. I'm glad we're going to get to see those guys play a little bit more. Him and Patterson and the cross kid too, I tell you.
Yeah, they're the thing is, like you just said, in addition to being good football players, they're outstanding young men, and it's great to see them stick around and play a little football for the Blinn Buccaneers. And one thing about playing for the Buccaneers, they are going to get seen by all the programs.
Absolutely. I think it's a good step for somebody who wasn't recruited really high and has a lot of talent. And we've talked about that before.
Right.
But, it's a testament to the kid's family and his coaches and his teachers and everybody's been part of his life. He's a real solid. I enjoyed the interview, and I'm looking forward to watching the Bucks play a little bit this year. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, you know, I talking about the Bucks, one thing, and I've been saying this for 20 years now, till I'm blue in the face, is that I know the football fans realize it, but I don't think the general football fan realizes what level of talent you see in the Southwest Junior College Football Conference.
Absolutely.
Because this is not your father's junior college football anymore. It used to be that junior college was a place for the kids who couldn't make it in D1 to go to and play a little football, you know, while they were getting their education, and then that was it. But it hasn't been that now for over 20 years now.
Right.
You know,
it's for these kids that have a ton of talent, may or may not be great sometimes. It may not be,
for one reason or another,
they didn't fit a physical specimen that the D1 guys were looking for in the early recruiting cycles, but it could be all of those things. But you see a lot of success coming out of JUCO, going to big time D1 schools, making impacts.
I mean,
right away.
Well, I mean, you just look at some of the players that have come through Blinn College.
You don't have to look too far.
Yeah. Going back 20 years to Michael Bishop, he Blinn was undefeated 2 years in a row, won national championships while Michael was here, and then he goes to Kansas State, and all he does at Kansas State is, over 2 years, they lost 3 games in 2 years with him at quarterback, and he was the runner-up for the Heisman Trophy.
Exactly.
And then other quarterbacks have left here and gone on to great things. The young man, God bless him, I can't remember his name, that went to Utah.
I think he plays in Tennessee somewhere.
The kid that went to Utah.
Started
there and did a phenomenal job. And then, of course, Cam the man.
Yeah.
And I still like to tell people, and I am in no way claiming any kind of knowledge of the game of football. But his first practice, the very first practice that the Buccaneers had with Cam Newton working out at quarterback, I went out and watched him work out. And I remember turning to Brad Franchione and going, my exact words were, oh, my God, he's a Sunday afternoon football player.
Yeah.
And Coach Franchione just had this grin from ear to ear. And he said, you know, and he's all ours this year. But the thing is, you get so many Division I talented football players, guys that have gone on to play D1 football for 2 full seasons, start for seasons, and I don't think the people understand that this may be one of the greatest entertainment values a sports fan can get for their money is a Blinn Buccaneer football game.
I won't dispute that one bit, Doc.
Plus, you're going to be playing against a bunch of guys who are in the same boat. They're Division I talent football players.
Absolutely. I used to officiate college basketball years ago and many beers ago. And I tell you, the JUCO league that I worked was the best talent I ever officiated.
Mm-hmm.
That year, the team that finished third place in the conference won the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
It was that tight, that jeez, high of a level. So I'm not going to dispute that the entertainment value is there, that the athletic quality is there. These kids can play.
Yes.
And they're there for whatever reason. And maybe it's a comfort level, and maybe it's just, we talked about other things, but my goodness, it's exciting. It is exciting. And I can't wait to watch these kids play this year. I want to see Patterson a couple more times. He is so good. You know, put 6 inches on him and he's a D1. Everybody in the country's after him. But I think he could be a Sproles type kid, he can play for a long time with his talent. And sure, I tell you, very, very much the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they can do in the next couple of years. And they're walking into a great program with great backing.
And Caleb's just going to get better and better as a quarterback because, like he said,
yeah,
you know, when he first came here, he was a baseball player that played a little football.
Right.
And now he's the real deal. He's a legitimate college football level quarterback, and he's just going to get better.
That's right.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait.
I agree.
I think going back to JUCO basketball, you know, the first JUCO basketball game I did play by play for that I called when I moved here. Starting guard for the other team, for the opponent of the Blinn Buccaneers, was a feller by the name of Sam Cassell. That tells you all you need to know about junior college basketball right there.
Sammy Cassell.
And that was the first junior college basketball game I ever broadcast was Blinn and San Jack.
Wow.
And Sam Cassell. And, you know, and it's just so much fun to sit there and watch Cam Newton on a Sunday afternoon, or back when he was playing, Sam Cassell winning NBA championships with the Rockets, going, I know that dude.
Yeah,
I even
interviewed that guy.
I interviewed that dude. So,
oh, Doc, well, you're a treasure to our community, and I really appreciate you, everything you do here. Well, I really, really do. This is a special place. We're glad to have you. I'm hogging all your airtime tonight. I'll give somebody else a chance to chime in, a TCU fan to come beat down on me. That'd be fine. I'll take it tonight.
Well, it beats having to listen to me just drone on and on for half an hour. So,
well, nobody wants to hear me either. So there we go.
and remember now, and of course now we're counting down. It's down now to where you can start saying days. You can see the horizon when the practices get going.
I know it. God dog it. I love the lawsuits are still kind of kicking around with Chavis. That's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, summertime fun there. I don't know. I don't know. I've looked at both sides of that, and if the lawsuits litigated in Texas, it's maybe go one way. If lawsuits litigated over in Louisiana, it'll probably go another way. It's crazy. Let's just settle it on the field. That's all I care about.
Too many lawyers in sports.
Ain't that the truth?
That's it.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, Doc. Well, you have a great evening, man.
Appreciate it, my friend. You have a good one.
Talk to you soon.
All right. You take it easy.
Too.
Good to hear from my old friend, the Bayou Bengal, joining us tonight here on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. 836-9937, 836-9937. Again, a reminder, coming up at 6:45, it is the Houston Astros and the Colorado Rockies. Coming to you live from Minute Maid Park here on KWHI. Again, Little League All-Stars has been rained out. Washington County American and Lee County meeting in Belleville has been rained out for tonight. It was the only game on the schedule, so they won't have to change the schedule too much tomorrow night, but we'll let you know tomorrow morning what the revised schedule looks like, because when we went on the air, they weren't exactly sure what the timing was going to be as far as the games tomorrow night are concerned. Of course, the question is, are the games tomorrow night going to be played at all or not? Because we've got even more of an opportunity for rain tomorrow night and Wednesday night before things look to start trying to clear up a little bit Thursday and Friday. But then Thursday and Friday, we still got a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms those days as well. So we'll see. It obviously is Little League All-Star season because the rains have come to the Brazos Valley. This is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. We'll be back to wrap it up and get ready for Astros baseball coming up here on KWHI.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Oh, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
Submitted for your approval. KWHI 1280 has the cure for summer sequelitis. The signpost up ahead reads, The Sequel Zone. At KWHI, we're helping you say goodbye to school and work and hello to summertime fun. And we're doing it with family four packs of tickets to great summer destinations like Grand Station at College Station, Natural Bridge Caverns in New Braunfels, Silver Wings Skating in Brenham, and the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. All you have to do is star in a KWHI 1280 movie game. Just be caller 6 at 836-9937 when you hear the call of the director.
Lights, camera, roll film, and action.
You'll get to spin the wheel of Hunger Games. The spins continue and star in your own movie game. We'll also be giving away grand prize weekends with overnight stays at the T-Bar M Resort in New Braunfels and Casa del Mar Beachfront Suites on Galveston Island. Your summer sequelitis cure is brought to you by
American Overhead Door, Herman Furniture, and Topper's Liquor in Brenham, and Washington County Tractor in Brenham, Brian Navasota and Seeley.
Cure your summer sequelitis with KWHI 1280.
Do it for the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude. Want to thank everybody for listening in tonight, and thank Caleb Hill for coming by and joining us this evening as we talked about Brenham Cub football playing in the All-Star game this past Saturday night, the Bayou Classic or the Bayou Bowl in Baytown, and also what he's looking forward to about becoming a Blinn Buccaneer. Arrgh. And I also want to thank my buddy the Bayou Bengal for calling in. That's a real nice visit. And thank you all for listening tonight here on the Brenham Sports Line. And once again, if you're just joining us, do want to remind everybody, Little League All-Stars has been rained out in Belleville. No Little League All-Stars tonight. The game has been rained out, so they will play tomorrow night. Still haven't settled on a time yet, but we'll let you know as soon as we know. And also do want to remind everybody, Astros baseball's coming up, 6:45 pregame, Astros and the Colorado Rockies from Minute Maid Park in Houston. Again, I want to thank our sponsors, Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street, and Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. We'll see you again next Monday night on the Brenham Sports Line. Same bat time, same bat channel, KWHI and KWHI.com. And if you missed any of the program, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website beginning tomorrow morning when we post it, KWHI.com.